We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:08. It is Thursday morning, which means we are moments away from peaking for the week. The moment that everybody waits for.
Except us, because it's really hurtful.
Yeah,
to do a whole show all week and then have Hooman show up and upstage everything.
Right, and just, you know, steal our thunder.
In your face, crew.
Thunder. So we have 12 chances a day for you to win $1,000. Here comes one of them. Snow. Snow. That's what we want in Tahoe. Snow. S-N-O-W. Snow is this hour's code word. Text snow to 72881 by the end of this hour for a chance to win $1,000 like our guy in Vallejo did. Christian won $1,000 yesterday. Let's get some more local winners. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is snow. Message and data rates may apply. That's a different number, too, from our regular number where you can text us, 800-400-3697. Or call us. We have a guy who answers the phone, allegedly.
Although he's getting ready for his movie review.
He did. Yeah, don't call him now. He's busy.
Yeah, don't call now.
He's very busy. Manicuring the final touches on that expert movies reviews. Mm-hmm. Here's a couple texts. This is what you guys had to say. 800-400-3697.
Sex?
I didn't mean to say it
three
that
sex,
way.
3697.
Much better number.
510 says, feeling sad about my dad's declining health, then Sarah busts out with Delta Dawn and I fall out laughing. Thanks for doing what you guys do best.
What a nice thing to say.
Had three before I was 22. Had a fourth at 41. I'm so glad for the three grown babysitters in my group. Parenting never stops. I'm 71.
Oh my God. Yikes.
LOL, Garage Cat cracks me up every time. And congrats, Vinny. I'm so impressed how you consider your partner's needs. My hubby said no to a second child 14 years ago. I went along and it still hurts.
Aww.
You know, one of the things I think about is how resentful someone can get when they are your partner and they don't consider and they hold the sperms hostage and there you are, like, unable to, you know, pry a couple loose.
Yep.
Why do you say yep?
Because I want it. I want it to have kids. And John said no because he already had his. He was done with that. And then, you know, and then I ended up having problems. Like, I could have had kids.
Or before that.
Yeah.
Earlier, but.
But no.
Are you resentful?
Yes. I've gotten over it.
Let's call him right now.
Yikes.
You know, I just have to let it go.
I fear that, though. I do think that those are the kind of things that just stay under the surface there and create really...
Sure. That's a big one.
Negative realities for people.
For a while, I was crying, like, you know, every time I would get sad about it, but I haven't cried in about that in years.
My cousin is 56 and has four kids ranging in age from 3 years old to 10 years old.
Say that. How old is he?
My cousin is 56 and has a 3-year-old.
You got in under that wire, Vin. She's not going to ask for another one, is she?
I'm cutting my wiener right off.
Oh, boy, that's extreme.
Or whatever they do.
You should just cut your balls right off. I think that's the more important thing.
Whatever they do.
You don't want to have to sit to pee forever.
The wing. Leave the wing.
You scribble all over your balls. It doesn't seem...
Vin, you probably have plantar fasciitis. Look it up. Don't take my gout from me.
You might have it. That might be what you have. Could just be you're getting older and your feet hurt when you get up in the morning. First couple steps, you're like, ow.
Yeah, that's what it's... I think you've properly prescribed me.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Don't get any older. That's my prescription.
Yikes.
Stay the same age. Even when I sit in the same position for a while, I get, I'm like, oh, Jesus, what happened? What did
I know.
Turn into a mummy here? Just 10 minutes. Sitting wrong.
Sarah, your voice is so soothing.
I listen. Really?
I listen to sleep meditations at night to help me sleep, and your voice would be perfect.
You know what's so funny, Vinny? Because I have like all these million ideas.
I know,
you know
that
in my
you
head
do.
All the time. I was thinking that I should do sleep meditations because I get into like these little grooves sometimes. Like I used to do it for my kids all the time. I'd sit on their bed and I would just tell them the things that were going to happen and how fun it was going to be to grow up. And all the wonderful things. Imagine when someday when you can drive a car by yourself and someday you'll have your own kids. And I would tell you, I would say anything. Like any rubbish would come just flying out of my mouth and they just go right to sleep. And I would read books the same way. It's like, ah. Oh. And the rabbit was getting really tired.
Sarah's tricks to get
to sleep.
You could
do that in the back.
Number one, drink till you fall asleep.
Yeah,
number
that's
two,
a good one. That's
rub
a really
one
good
out.
One. Those are my tips.
Those are your tips.
Although I don't recommend drinking before you fall asleep because when I drink and then I pass out, that is not the same as sleep. And I am, as soon as I sober up, I'm awake. Tommy Igo just tore into the studio.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, buddy.
What's up?
What is your Instagram? At Tommy Igo?
Tommy Igo,
and
yes.
That's I-G-O-E?
Yeah, it's the beauty of having an unusual name.
No yes, one no one else has it.
Follow him today, too. You'll love it.
That's you will. Right. I mean, a lot of times it's full on. Most of the time, it's videos of you drumming and
but every now and then, there's this morsel, just a kick right in the Richard, where you're all, oh, I needed that.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's the idea.
Is that Tommy drumming?
Duh.
Yeah.
I better be.
Duh.
Who's he going to put in there, Peter Criss?
I don't know.
Wow.
You're drowning everybody out.
Isn't that how it usually goes?
Yes, I've known a few drummers, so you know what I'm going to say.
With your in-ear bazookas, nobody drowns you out.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah!
I was working something out that day. Okay, my God. Okay.
That's it?
And the crowd goes wild.
Woo-woo!
All right, everyone.
Awesome.
Welcome to the studio, Tommy. Here's your review of A Wrinkle in Time. It's Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, and Chris Pine. So in this film, Chris Pine, of all people, is an astrophysicist. Yes, Chris Pine. That's who they cast.
I like Chris Pine.
As an astrophysicist? I mean, come on. After he mysteriously disappears...
What, astrophysicists can't be good looking? They all have to be ugly? They all have to be nerds? Pocket protectors? Glasses with tape in the middle.
You know what? You can cast Chris Pine, but at least ugly him up a little bit.
You can't ugly that guy up.
Anyway, after he mysteriously disappears, Chris's daughter is visited by three magical fairies.
Oh.
4 years after Chris's disappearance. These fairies are led by Oprah, and they go on a quest across the universe to find Chris Pine. Tommy, normally before I decimate a film, I like to say something good about it. But I honestly can't come up with one good thing to say about this film.
It looked like the effects were pretty good.
So we're going to get to that in a sec. Don't jump the gun. Do you have one compliment about this film, Tommy Igo?
Well, I'm conflicted about this because I'm not speaking to you for making me watch this film.
Dude, but I didn't make this film.
I think it was
we're
part
trying
of
to get
plan.
You back in the mix.
Okay, listen, let me tell you something. The Garage Cat could have done this review. All right. And he could have done it well with single syllables, all monosyllabic. It would have been perfect for this thing. But I can actually think of two things about this film. Number one, the story of strength and family is beautiful. That's the underlying theme of the whole thing, you know.
How was that executed?
Poorly.
Okay.
But the other thing is that this clocks in at around an hour and a half, and that's a good thing. It's only
so that's it. The shortness
and
what they were trying to accomplish.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. Yeah, the theme of the love and family and stuff.
Tommy, this film is sci-fi. Traveling across the universe, stars, planets, fairies. How were the special effects?
Without a doubt, the worst effects I have seen in the last 20 years. It looks like literally, the director said, you know what? Let's give a high school kid a chance. And he's got a MacBook and some software. Let's see how they do. and they went with it. That's literally what the effects look like. That's how bad they are.
That's a three-time literal reference.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Let's talk about America's future president. How did first of all, how did Oprah look? And why was Oprah, an Academy Award-winning Reese Witherspoon, in this film? First of all, I'll start with how Oprah looked. Just be honest.
It's kind of fun. Well, she's big. Because, she's a giant Oprah, and,
She's bigger than a normal human.
Well, there's,
make her bigger.
And it just is a horrible effect. I mean, the effect is just terrible. The entire look of the film is so oversaturated, like looking at lollipops, like the entire time. It's just like, it's just like, wow, this is just not good at all.
Oprah looks like a clown. Yeah. She looks ridiculous.
And she looks bedazzled. She has bedazzled, she's rhinestones on her head and stuff. And it's just, it was rough.
Her eyebrows are rhinestones. It's so stupid. Every time.
And it just looked bad. It just looked poorly done. I hate to say it. I'm sorry.
For real.
Right.
Seriously. Oh. Yes, did you want to say
her
something?
Her hair looks like the Sydney Opera House, so that's a good look.
Yeah, like Flock of Seagulls, kind of. Yeah.
By the way, that image that he's pulling up was Photoshop rendered. When the actual film, when you see it, it doesn't look like that. It looks bad.
It's so bad in the film. When you look at it, it looks like somebody took a transparency of Oprah, like a South Park thing, and like over the top of a sky, and it just was like, that is just so bad looking. I was sitting there. I was just like, "Wow, this is a $100 million film."
Yeah, $120 million.
It just was shockingly bad.
Was there ever a moment where you were on the edge of your seat, or you almost teared up, or you had any kind of emotion outside of boredom?
Yeah, there was actually. It's amazing that you asked me that question, because I was sitting on the edge of my seat wondering when you lean over again going, can you believe how bad this is? So we actually got to a 10-minute period where I was like, okay, we got through 10 minutes. So I was like, and then 11th minute comes and I feel the tap, tap, tap on my shoulder and a lean, and he goes, can you believe how bad this is? So those were very anticipatory moments for me, and I thank you, because otherwise, nothing in the film.
Nothing in the film. Thank God I was there in the theater.
Would you think you would have noticed how bad it was if Hooman hadn't reminded you every 10 minutes?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Here's the question I have for Hooman, because, it's always Hooman peppering me, but I insist that I ask you something, sir. Yes. And how long did it take? And I kind of know the answer already, because it was the first tap on my shoulder. How long did it take for you to realize this wasn't going to get any better?
Okay, I have an exact moment. There's a moment in this film where it absolutely, it jumped the shark, but it actually jumped like 1,000 sharks moment. It was this bad. It was the moment when Reese Witherspoon reveals her magic power, which is turning herself into lettuce.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
oh, she can be a salad.
I'm like, this is so
delicious.
I hope there are no rabbits around because she's screwed.
And that effect was,
she's now like a wrap. She's turned herself into a lettuce wrap. And I'm like,
why would she even bother to reveal that? Like, what's it good for?
Well, there it is. What is it good for?
Well, is that just one little facet of her? Did she need to be lettuce at that point?
Not once.
No, she didn't need to be
lettuce. And she never turns lettuce again.
Yeah. And I'm like,
and it's just like, wow. And the thing is that the effect that they used to make her lettuce was so bad.
So bad.
So bad.
It was just
unbelievable, the whole thing.
It didn't matter how many twinkling lights or how loud the music was. By the way, they turned up the volume for that film. I was like, damn, they've made this movie super loud. It didn't matter. Her face becomes the head of lettuce, and then her whole body becomes one giant leaf of lettuce.
Okay, so the lettuce was bad.
That was the moment where I'm like, there's no turning back.
Yeah.
Like, this is... But
I have to let you know that you did tap my shoulder about four times before that to let me know.
Unwatchable. Well, yeah. I was hopeful.
Yeah, not too much.
But when your star turns into lettuce.
Not too much. So, like, we were about, like, 4 minutes in, and the acting was just so bad. And they keep calling that little kid. They keep calling him by his full name.
All right, listen, I don't want to give away too much, but massive spoiler alert. There's this one little kid that they cast in this film. His name is Charles Wallace, and they kept calling him Charles Wallace.
They do in the book. That's his.
Yeah, it's super annoying. Anyway, this kid, three quarters of the way, turns into like the doll from Chucky.
Oh,
or he becomes super evil.
Oh, does he murder everyone?
He wants to. He's on that path.
He's on that path. His eyes go red.
Yeah,
that's how you know he's bad. His eyes turn red.
That's a cool effect.
Yeah.
And even then, I was like...
81. In 81, it was amazing.
I thought... Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 81. I thought this kid couldn't get any more annoying, and they made him evil, and he actually became more annoying.
He did. Everybody was annoying, though. It was bad. It's just a bad film.
And it was bad casting. All the way around.
God.
I can't believe
Mindy Kaling?
Yeah, I'm about to talk about her right now.
What was that about?
All right, so... I mean, I guess they wanted, you know, what's the word that Frances McDormand used? Inclusion?
Writer.
I think somebody had an inclusion writer because they tried to make this thing overly diverse. So Mindy Kaling was in this, and she goes out of her way. This is my biggest pet peeve with the film. It's not the acting. It's not the dialogue. It's not, you know, the lack of any emotion. It's this moment here. Thank you, Frances. This film goes out of its way to quote Rumi and Buddha and Shakespeare and Churchill. But guess who they don't quote?
Who?
Jesus. They quote every other, like, famous person and world leader and religious leader, but they won't.
I wouldn't have even noticed that.
And Outcast. Don't forget Outcast.
Outcast. Yeah, they quote Outcast.
To make it relevant to today. Because the book was written in 62, right? Yeah. So they had to update it, and they bring in. Like,
so why couldn't they say, you know.
So pandering.
Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Exactly.
Jesus.
What do they quote from Outcast, though?
I tuned out.
I like the way you move.
Yeah, something
shake
like
it, shake,
I can't
shake
remember.
Yeah.
It was something like, you know, try harder than those around you or something. It was like one of those kind of things.
Oh, you love that kind of crap.
But it was just like trying way too hard. It was just okay.
Hey, I forgot to ask you to grab Sade's song from the movie.
I could do a great imitation.
No, listen to this.
Yeah, do it.
This is how bad it is.
I'm loading my gun. I'm pulling back the trigger.
Do not kill yourself on my watch.
Oh, Tommy. God.
She has a nice voice, but...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that song.
There is.
Not even the song that bothered me so much. It was the underscoring of all the scenes. That's what bothered me. The pandering underscoring. They paid a composer to write these, like, sappy syrup log cabin, like, just like... It was just... And it was bothering Hooman, and Hooman doesn't know anything about music. Nothing. He knows nothing about this.
It was an opera
and
song.
And even he was just like, these, like... It was like...
The songs,
and it was just stop it, stop making that noise, cut it out.
I think you've broken Tommy.
Even Homer was just like, is this bad music? That's what he looks at me. So I have to give him the permission to hate it. He looks at me. He's like, do I have permission to hate this? I'm like, you have so permission to hate this.
The songs came in at the worst times. You're like. Really?
Are you sure this won't become a cult classic for its
absolutely not.
With us, though, we'll watch it later.
I'm never going to watch this again.
This isn't the room.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this. It's only March, but I might be jumping the gun, but this film could win the best picture for the Razzies.
Oh.
It's worse than Baywatch. It's worse than Suburbicon.
Oh.
I can't even point to one memorable moment. Your time. Save your money. I'm sorry to say this, but I have to give it zero Persian Rice.
Oh, it's not even a movie.
Oh.
It's not even a movie.
Well, you usually get something for just
it's an infomercial.
Movie.
It's not even a movie. Wow. Well, you know what? The thing that'll prevent it from getting a Razzie is that it's supposed to be for kids. And that's, it's, you know, people are going to, like, always explain it away as, like, well, you're not the target audience.
Well, so
yeah,
is
but
for
there's
kids?
A high bar for
go.
Kids.
Go, bam, right there.
Paddington
there it is.
2
there
was
it is.
Epic.
You know what?
Listen, Shrek, all the Pixar
Listen,
movies,
that's
movies
it.
That are the best children's movies are actually for the parents.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
All of them. All the Looney Tunes. Those were jokes kids didn't get. The kids were watching, but the parents were like, ha, 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 ha. Listen, quality matters. Quality matters. Even for a kids' movie, quality matters. Your show, your radio show.
No, quality
show.
Doesn't
matter. No, no, no. Your
here.
Show does. No. If the reason, it's not you two guys telling jokes. It's because it actually is a good show. That's what works. A CD with artists. You put three great artists in a room. And no one cares if it's three great artists. If the songs suck, no one cares. This movie sucks. Sucks. Well, it gets, because of the message of love, it gets half a Black Mambo Cabo.
What's that?
That's what I think.
It's got to be some kind
of. Well, Black Mambo Cabos. That's what Mambo Cabos are my rating system.
Oh,
so
I
it
didn't
gets
know.
A I half. It, was just it gets half
What's
a cowbell.
Yeah, I thought it was paradiddles.
I thought
no.
it was.
He's just changing
I
it. Around.
No, it's always been cowbells. If he always does,
oh,
and
that,
he does.
That's
he does the
name the of
things.
A cowbell.
Let's hear a half.
The Black Mambo Cowbell. Oh, yes, man, the Black oh, Mambo.
I thought you were saying Mambo Combo. Mambo Cabo.
Black Mambo Cowbell.
Cowbell. Yeah. Now I got
so it's
it.
Got, and I'm giving
so
it I'm,
I know you, you're frothing at the mouth over how much you hate this movie.
I'm very
you need to enunciate, Tommy.
I'm sorry, but I'm enjoying this moment so much. I've been waiting for to see a crappy movie to review because I've only seen good ones.
Oh.
Every movie I've seen with Hooman's been an ass kicker.
Yeah.
This is the first.
What are the other ones you guys have seen together?
Blade
Mission
Runner.
Impossible.
Oh, I loved Blade Runner.
We saw.
Did we see Mission Impossible? Or
no, we saw the.
Three Billboards?
We saw Bill Three Boards, but we saw the one with Gary Oldman. Gary
oh,
Oldman.
Yeah, Darkest Hour.
Darkest Hour. We saw Coco.
Oh, yeah.
Coco
was excellent.
Coco was great. And we saw Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah.
We saw all these great, like, really fun movies.
How
and
about
was,
Wrinkle in Time?
Wrinkle in Time is just crap. Thanks, man.
All right. Hey, are you going to stick around for The Secret Show?
Sure. Let's do it.
Fantastic. Right. Tommy Igo, thank you for coming in today. Hooman, wonderful job. Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Lovely to have you with us today.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Vinny?
You know what? I keep forgetting to tell you guys something, but I got to wait to do it off air.
Well, just do it.
Because I can't share it on air.
Oh,
I just can't.
Okay.
Well, make a mark on your hand so you don't forget, because you know how it is. We're
well,
on the air.
I've been meaning to
right.
tell you this for 5 commercial breaks.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Hurry up.
Well, now everybody wants to know.
Well, no. I you tell me after we're done, and we can talk about it tomorrow in the... Lost whatever
30,
that is.
Yeah. Right. The last however
whatever.
Many minutes. Right.
20.
Thank you, Hooman and Tommy Igo, for the movie review.
That
sounds
really
like a
funny.
Piece of poo. Yeah, I know. Tommy was actually seemed upset that he had to sit through this
it's
movie.
It's unfortunate because I've seen, I think Oprah was great in the, not bartender, what was that? The Butler.
The Butler.
Great in that.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, she's good. She was
she's
in The Color Purple
actress.
Too, right?
No,
yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
see that.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, they said, don't waste your time with that one. But then Tommy was telling me that his fiance was crying through the whole thing. Like, it actually resonated with her. And so, you know, they hated it, but you might like it. So,
sure.
I don't know. I mean, I'm confused now. So Tommy's going to join us on The Secret Show. I got so much response from, we had one difficult bad advice in particular on Tuesday. A girl, which I'll have to reiterate to you what happened.
Right.
It's a rough one. Like, okay. At one point, I actually went, maybe we should just cut this one out of the broadcast because it was so
yeah.
heart-wrenching.
As a matter of fact, someone just sent in an advice for her. Was good.
Oh, good.
You got another one. Yeah,
it's
there's
on the
a whole
right
bunch.
Now.
And then Yuzi actually very smartly said, we should leave this in because there will be resources that reach out to her. And that's what our listeners are really good
that.
At.
Yeah. You know, some podcasts are for some people and mm-hmm. others are for other people and... Yeah. You
right.
can always, they're free. Listen, you can always just
sure,
skip.
You just go, I
yeah,
didn't pay
that
for
one's
that.
Not for you. Move on to the next
right.
one.
Right. So Tommy Igo is going to join us mm-hmm. For the one that we're going to do today. So hopefully we'll have some fun with that. And we will see you on
Friday.
Oh, don't forget, happy International Women's Day.
Yes.
How could I forget?
And if you want to know what events are happening, you can go to RadioAlice.com.
Perfect.
Sarah and Vinny.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.